No, the radio has always been celebrated for its excellence. But there's a campus and community radio station by the name of CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And like the best radio, it is passionate and it is personal.
Morning. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Support of CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Did you know we now offer season passes for our fall and spring seasons? It is a great deal. To reflect the city we're in, we program music from anywhere in the world and in any language because we want people to feel welcome at the West End Cultural Center and here in Winnipeg.
Shoots of green, peeking up above the winter's casualties.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words. Words.
Good morning, I'm Susan Hubert, and this is Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, the show where I talk mainly about books that I have reviewed, I interview authors, and sometimes just talk about the books. But either way, this is a chance for you to find out more about what's available in the book world.
Good morning, and welcome to the show for Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. It's the last day of Indigenous History Month, and so I hope everyone is celebrating that. And for some news about the show, starting in July, I'm not sure exactly which week, I'll be alternating with another show, so I'll be on every second week. So I hope you'll stay tuned to find out when I'll be on. And now for the news. In national news, according to the CBC, a large wildfire near Lynn Lake has prompted officials to issue mandatory evacuation orders as a huge fire has forced hundreds of people to leave the community. The most recent evacuation flight that I read about left on Sunday morning. And as of Saturday, the fire was about 5,173 hectares, which was three times larger than the previous day, according to official records. Some of the factors affecting firefighting efforts are warm temperatures, low humidity, and changing winds. And for a bit of an update, I had an update here from CTV. So Lynn Lake is located approximately 1,000 kilometers away from Winnipeg, but now the blaze has grown to 70 square kilometers since Saturday when the blaze was measured at 50 square kilometers. And evacuations have been ongoing. And so the community ordered an evacuation for 110 of its members. So that's the latest update on Lynn Lake's fire. Then in international news, at least 1,450 people have died in Venezuela's recent double earthquake, although officials expect the number to rise as searchers uncover more bodies. The search is now past the critical phase, as they call it, of a 96-hour window to find survivors, although some searchers still hope to find people alive. One issue impeding the search is the lack of proper machinery to lift rubble. So that's the news for today. And then in weather, according to the weather from the Winnipeg Richardson International Airport, it's currently 17 degrees and mainly sunny. And the forecast for today is Tuesday, June 30th, is 24 degrees with a 30% chance of showers. How shocking if there would be rain again today. And tonight, 18 or 16 degrees with a 30% chance of showers. Then for Wednesday, July 1st, 23 degrees with a 60% chance of showers. Then overnight, 14 degrees with cloudy periods. For Thursday, July 2nd, 24 degrees and sunny, and then overnight, 13 degrees and clear. For Friday, July 3rd, 25 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud, and overnight, 16 degrees with a 30% chance of showers. And for Saturday, July 4th, 23 degrees with showers, and overnight, 17 degrees with cloudy periods. So that's the weather for today. And now it's time for the events guide. From concert and club listings to community announcements, we help you keep in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. So as everyone knows, tomorrow is July 1st, Canada Day, and there are various events going on, and I thought I'd highlight some of the ones going on at Assiniboine Park. So there is entertainment on the Lyric stage from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then entertainment on the Celebrate stage from 12 p.m. to 3:45 p.m. And so there are many events going on tomorrow, fireworks late at night, assuming that there's no rain, of course. But then for something a little bit different, Tourism Manitoba is announcing the Fringe Theater Festival, which is from July 15th to 26th. And that's in various locations, mostly around the exchange area. So check out the Fringe Theater Festival website for more information on that. There will be some entertainment at Walt Marcus Square downtown or in the Exchange District, but then at various other locations, mostly around the Exchange District, there will be plays and acrobatic acts and a variety of things, so be sure to check that out. So those are a few of the events coming up in Winnipeg, and if you'd like more information, please drop by CQW. Actually, it's now in 1C22 temporarily while the regular studio is being renovated. Email us at cquw@uwinnipeg.ca or call 204-786-9782. So maybe now I'll play a little bit of music, and this is, well, that was kind of a loud bang there, but this is Handel's Water music for the Royal Fireworks, although I won't get that far, and this is put out by RCA. This is George Friedrich Handel, who composed water music. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
So welcome back. That was part of Handel's Firework or Water Music, and that's from an album that includes water music and music for the Royal Fireworks. Or I guess that was probably the... Actually, that was music for the Royal Fireworks. And so... as I mentioned earlier, I have a book to talk about that since it's National Indigenous History Month, I thought I would talk about a book called The Unweaving, a novel by Cheryl Parisien, Parisien, and that's published by Tidewater Press. It has 253 pages, and it was published in 2024. But many of the issues are still very much with us. These days, as in 2024, many Canadians might feel threatened as U.S. President Donald Trump engages in seemingly endless rhetoric about annexing Canada. In The Unweaving, Cheryl Parisien tells the story of people in a similar situation, worried about being annexed to the newly formed country of Canada, and a story that helped to make the Confederation era alive and personal. Cheryl Parisien is a Métis author whose ancestors lived on Red River lots in St. Norbert. In the past few years, she has conducted extensive research into her heritage. The Unweaving, loosely based on her own family's history, is her first novel. Currently, she lives in Winnipeg. The Unweaving begins in 1869, 2 years after Confederation, and a year before Louis Riel's rebellion convinced the government to admit Manitoba as a province, although at a much smaller size than it is now. In the French community of St. Norbert, the children play and enjoy themselves, while the adults discuss the political situation and fret about what might happen if the government decided to annex St. Norbert to Winnipeg. personal stories and Métis culture are central to the book. Several of the characters are involved in beadwork and stitching, helping to teach the younger generation traditional crafts to keep the culture alive. Meanwhile, others begin to prepare for a fight with the English settlers, learning from Louis Riel and others as they organize the rebellion. The events of the next months and years cause at least one character, Charlotte, to question the reality of free choice before she too makes a life-changing decision. Even though many readers are likely to know the outcome of Louis Riel's story and the general history of Winnipeg's growth, they can appreciate the way that the author creates a sense of tension, inviting readers to engage with the story almost as if it just happened. The characters are well drawn and the descriptions are vivid, allowing readers a personal view of the events that shaped Manitoba in the early years. And so if you are interested in this book, it's a very, very interesting book. And so that's, so despite a few, well, I guess The Unweaving is a good choice for anyone interested in Manitoba's history. The first part of the novel moves somewhat slowly, but it soon speeds up as the characters get involved in attempting to influence the political future. Many small details help to make the story realistic and informative, although the large number of characters can make the story hard to follow at times. Despite a few issues like these, The Unweaving is a well-written and generally engaging novel. The characters are realistic, and the author explains enough of the background to allow modern readers to understand what life was like more than 150 years ago. For anyone who enjoys historical fiction or who wants to learn more about this country, The Unweaving is a good choice. So that's The Unweaving by Cheryl Parisian, and that's published by Tidewater Press, and it's 253 pages. So now maybe I'll play a little bit more music, and I hope you'll enjoy this. So this is more of Fireworks music by George Friedrich Handel. So that was part of Handel's Water Music and Fireworks Music, and that's from the album Water Music and Fireworks Music, and that's put out by RCA. So before the break, I was talking about a book called The Unweaving by Cheryl Parisian, which was about Indigenous people in St. Norbert and Winnipeg in the early part or the later part of the 19th century, around the time when Winnipeg was going to annex St. Norbert into itself. So now this is a somewhat different book, very different book actually, and this is by Whit Fraser, F-A-R-S-E-R, who's the husband of the just recently retired Governor General, Mary Simon. And this is called From Ragged-Ass Road to Rideau Hall, Stories of Canada. It's put out by Douglas and McIntyre, and it's 221 pages. A lifetime of experience can provide useful perspectives on the issues that people encounter. In his new memoir, From Ragged-Ass Road to Rideau Hall, Stories of Canada, retired journalist Whit Fraser gives his perspectives on some of the issues facing Canada as he reflects on his life as a reporter and as the husband of Canada's now former Governor General, Mary Simon. Whit Fraser has worked at, by the way, Whit is W-H-I-T. So Whit Fraser has worked as a journalist and broadcaster, as well as writing several books, including True North Rising and Cold Edge of Heaven. During his career with the CBC, he covered Arctic news before moving to a job reporting on Parliament Hill, besides working as a primetime anchor for the CBC. He was the founding chair of the Canadian Polar Commission and served as executive director of an organization helping to increase national representation of the Inuit. Whit Fraser is married to former Governor General Mary Simon and at the time of writing lived at Rideau Hall in Ottawa. The book begins with a preface reflecting on Whit Fraser's early life in Pictou County, Nova Scotia, and the circumstances that took him to Yellowknife, where the road of the title is located, before taking him to the four corners of Canada and finally to Rideau Hall in Ottawa. As he says, he still has many stories to tell about his life as someone who has, quote, has been blessed with luck and has married well. And that's from page 10 in the introduction. And so you can tell he has a little bit of humor in there, marrying well. News stories are at the core of this book. Fraser begins with the crash of a Soviet satellite near Yellowknife in 1978. Faulty communication kept then Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau and the people of Yellowknife and the Yellowknife area uninformed about the potentially deadly consequences of this occurrence. As a reporter on Parliament Hill, Fraser was able to witness several important developments in Canadian history, including the repatriation of the Constitution and discussions on the role of Indigenous people in that Constitution. The author also mentions that his wife, Mary Simon, was installed as Governor General on July 21st, 2021, as the first Indigenous person to hold that position. The following chapters deal with a variety of issues that the author has encountered, including the sinking of the Ocean Ranger oil rig off of Newfoundland's coast, the mass drowning of caribou in the Kaniaskapu, I can't pronounce that, river, an Air Canada crash in Cincinnati, and the Exxon Valdez oil spill, modern gold seekers in the Yukon, and more. In the final chapters of the book, the author reflects on the declining standards of journalism, and he says, journalism has become a license to lie, and that comes from page 189. And he says that the road to reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people in Canada is something that is ongoing and difficult, but worth the effort. He ends with the 250th anniversary of the arrival of the ship Hector in Nova Scotia in 1773, when his own ancestors arrived. And he says, quote, "In the end, it is not whether a life is long or short, but rather rather that it can be so wonderfully wide and so beautifully connected," and that's from page 217. This hopeful note of progress towards reconciliation runs through much of the book despite its often dark and tragic contents. Brief biographies about people who have positively influenced Canadian life, an anecdote about a shoe-stealing dog, owned by Queen Camilla, by the way, and a joke about algebra are all part of this very readable book. Whit Fraser's book is an engaging look at some of the events and people who have shaped and influenced this country. The writing is easy to read, and the author explains enough about each topic for people to understand without being obsessed with details. As an overview of some of Canada's key moments, or as a personal memoir, this book is a good choice. And so that's From Ragged-Ass Road to Rideau Hall, by Whit Fraser, W-H-I-T-F-R-A-S-E-R. and that's by published by Douglas and McIntyre, and it's 221 pages. And the other book I mentioned, or I talked about, is The Unweaving, a novel by Cheryl Parisien, P-A-R-I-S-I-E-N, so like Paris and then I-E-N. And that's published by Tidewater Press. That's 253 pages. So these are some books that can help to make Indigenous History Month a little bit more real for people and give people some background information and help them to understand some of the issues that people are facing now. And so we're coming close to the end of the show, but I thought I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and I hope that you'll continue to listen as I'm going to a different schedule every second week rather than every week. And I believe it's something about indigenous languages on the alternate weeks. And coming up next is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, so I hope you'll stay tuned for that. And thanks for listening. Have a great week, or 2 weeks, depending on when my next show is. So bye, have a great week.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
This is the end of Bookworm on CQW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg for today, and I hope that you have been inspired to pick up a new book to read. Be sure to tune in next week for more discussions about books, and thanks for listening.
Do you hear that? It's a wood thrush. Songbirds lift our hearts, bring us joy, support healthy environments, and connect us with nature. Sadly, due to free-roaming cats, collisions with buildings, and habitat loss, over a quarter of Canada's birds have disappeared. It's heartbreaking. With your help, Nature Canada has mobilized thousands of Canadians for more than 85 years to protect and celebrate birds. To find out how you can save bird lives, go to birds.naturecanada.ca.
Hi, this is Derek.
This is Aleem
from Eat Your Arts and Vegetables at CKUW 95.9 FM, the Art Talk radio show.
Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 to get your weekly arts update.
Check out our blog at eatyourartsandvegetables.blogspot.com.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Elements Restaurant at 501 Portage Avenue is a proud part of Diversity Food Services family, a full-service, licensed sit-down restaurant with easy access right off of Portage Avenue.